ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 5, ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 17, 17.
ತದ್ಬುದ್ಧಯಸ್ತದಾತ್ಮಾನಃ ತನ್ನಿಷ್ಠಾಸ್ತತ್ಪರಾಯಣಾಃ ಗಚ್ಛಂತ್ಯ ಪುನರಾವೃತ್ತಿಂ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನಿರ್ಧೂತ ಕಲ್ಮಷಾಃ.
ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿದ್ವತ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ. ವಿದ್ವತ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಅಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ನೇಚರ್, ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ವಿದ್ವತ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ. ವಿದ್ವತ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ to get nishtha, to spend more time, to dwell upon the subject what he has received through guru, he can take up to sannyasa, called vidvat sannyasa. After knowledge, when you withdraw from the world interactions, from relations, transactions, you drastically withdraw for your assimilation of your knowledge. That withdrawal or renunciation is known as vidvat sannyasa. For that, the best example is Yajnavalkya. Yajnavalkya took sannyasa for that nishtha, therefore it was known as vidvat sannyasa. Vidvat means what? Jnani. Jnani means I am Atma Swarupam. I am Brahman. My nature is Brahman. That knowledge he has attained. After attaining that knowledge, after becoming a Vidvat, taking to sannyasa life, it is optional, not compulsory. A grihastha can remain in grihasthashrama but lives like a sannyasi. He is called antara sannyasi. He is also a vidvat sannyasi. So grihastha, when he is listening to shastra, after listening a length of time, he understands I am Atman, Brahman. So he can remain in grihasthashrama, but internal sannyasa he takes. No interactions, no more transactions, no more relations, no more any obligations. So he is always looking into shastra only. Enough, whatever I have done, my family duties, this is enough. Now let me see about my life, what I have to do now. Spiritual upliftment sake, he totally withdraw from the outer external world. That's called vidvat sannyasa. Once he take up that sannyasa, internal sannyasa, what is his chintanam? Lord Krishna says here various stages that seeker goes through. Number one is tatparayanah. Tatparayanaha means those people who have the Brahman as their primary goal. Brahman as their primary goal. That is called Tatparayanaha. Tasmin paramatmani nishtha eshamti. Number two, this is the first stage. First, my goal must be clear. What do you want now? I want moksha. Moksha is possible only through Brahma Jnanam. So I want to attain Brahman. That is called primary goal. All other goals are intermediary. All other goals, job, family, taking care of family, other things are all secondary goals. But primary goal is this, Brahman. Then number two, second stage is Tad Buddhayaha. Those wise men, those who have taken this primary goal as Brahman, who have the knowledge of the Brahman, because they have taken that primary goal as Brahman, one day what they will get? Brahma Jnanam. Once your goal is, primary goal is Brahman, naturally you search for a teacher, you go to a teacher and you study from a teacher, then what you get? Brahma Jnanam. The teacher will teach about Brahman. So you get Brahma Jnanam. That is called Tad Buddhayaha, means Tat means Brahma. Tasmin Atmani Buddhihi Yasya Saha. Guru Mukhataha Vedanta Shravanena Tad Buddhayaha. Through Guru, from Vedanta Vakya, he attains Brahma Jnanam. Because his goal is Brahman, therefore he attains Brahma Jnanam. Tad Buddhayaha. Then Tat Parayanaha. Second, third stage. First stage, primary goal is Brahman. Since his primary goal is Brahman, he comes to know Brahman through Guru. That Guru is very important. He come to know through Guru anna, he come to know through Shastra anartham. The Guru teaches Shastra. Third stage, Tadatmanaha. Tadatmanaha means that Akartru Chaitanyam, that non-doer Atma, that Atmanaha, who are identical with that Brahman. After attaining Jnanam, what is his approach towards himself? How he look at himself? I am identical with Brahman. I am really not wife or husband, father, mother. These are all incidental, temporary roles I am playing. My real identity is with Brahman only. I am consciousness, existence, principle, my basic nature, that is. As husband, mother, father, wife role is, I am playing role. That is a temporary role, relative role. Originally, I am identical with Brahman. That is called Tadatmanaha. I am identical with Atman. That is the third stage. First stage is what? Brahman is my goal. Because you have taken that goal, Bhagavan has to give what? Guru Prapti, Shastra Prapti, Jnana Prapti. Then you come to know Brahman, Tad Buddhayaha, second stage. Then what will happen? Tadatmanaha. By the grace of my Guru, I have understood I am identical with Brahman. Tadatmanaha. See how great, nicely is coming, no? The stage by stage. Tadatmanaha. Then fourth stage, Tannishtaha. Then that person who is established in that Brahman, Tannishtaha. Here plural is using. Spontaneously, the Atmanishtha comes. I am identical with Atma, I am identical with Atma. Always when he is entertaining that thought, Nishtha means what? Committed to. Spontaneously, that oneness, there is no doubt at all. Established in, that is internal transformation has taken place. First information, in the first stage, after taking the goal decision, second stage la it is information. Tad Buddhayaha. My Guru has said that I am not body, I am not mind, I am only Atma. This is information. Information has to be converted into transformation. Yes, true. What my Guru said is perfectly 100% true. Otherwise it is only information, more weight in the head. It is a burdensome, no? So it has to bring a transformation in my life. That is called Tannishtaha. Atmanishtaha. Tat means Atma. Atmanishtaha, that means internal transformation taken place, established in that Brahman, remaining in Brahman. Jnana Nirdhuta Kalmashaha. Fifth one, final stage is what? Because of this, and impurity is completely destroyed by knowledge. Punya, Papa, impurity. Papam is impurity. Punyam is also another type of sweet coated tablet. Madri, it is Punyam is also one type of burden, no? It gives bandha, next birth again. So he is free from Punya and Papa, impurities. Because of what? Jnana Nirdhuta Kalmashaha. Kalmashaha means Nashitaha. Nirdhuta means Nashitaha. Kalmashaha means impurities. How they have gone? Papa Punya, how they have gone? That which caused samsara, how they are gone? Jnana, jnanena, yathokta jnanena, as said in Shastra. Exactly. As said in Shastra means not by doing just meditation, he is seeing Atma, not by just some other technique, mysteric powers. That is not Atma jnana. Yatha uktena, just as Shastra said, bhagatyaga lakshanaya, lakshyarthadvara, aham brahmasmi, aham dehaha na asmi, manobuddhyahankara chittani na aham, chidanandarupa shivoham shivoham iti tattvajnanam, yathokta tattvajnanam. Illenna ennennamo jnanam illa varadhi nariya perukku. Nariya brahma illa varadhi mysterious powers, mysterious things I am seeing. They are thinking that is Atma I am seeing, they are telling. Adella illapa yathoktena jnanena guru vedanta vakya dvara eva. Very important, that is jnanena nu putar Krishna. Kundalini yogena nu podale, dhyanena nu podale. Priyardo jnanena. Then what? Apunaravrittim gacchanti. They will attain what? Apunaravrittim means punarjanma rahita sthiti. Punaravrittim means returning back. Apunaravrittim means they will not return back. That means they will not get birth again. That means they will get videha mukti. While living, they have become jivan muktaha. After leaving body, they become videha muktaha ityarthaha. They will not enter into any womb again. If you enter into womb, you have to enter into tomb. Womb to tomb. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam, iha samsare bahudustare. Very, very difficult. This person is once for all free. He is free from punya papa. Because of punya papa freedom, he will not get any birth at all. Who? That jnani. Which jnani? Atma jnani. Next shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class, after long vacation, now we enter into the 18th shloka.
Vidya vinaya sampanne,
vidya vinaya sampanne,
brahmane gavihastini,
brahmane gavihastini,
shuni chaivashvapake cha, Pandita Samadarshinaha,
Pandita Samadarshinaha,
Now, Lord Krishna want to present how they look at that tattvam, that Atma Swarupam. Tattu, tattu, na Brahman, I said. How they look at that Brahman. Katham te tattvam pashyanti. Acharya puts a question, Shankaracharya. How they look at that tattvam after attaining that Brahmanishtha? They look at that Brahman same in everything, in everybody, in everyone, in everything, that which is same, samam, samam na uniform. All the time it is uniform, homogeneous, same as it is. Panditaha means wise people. Not general meaning of pandita. Any shastri is also a pandita. Once you study shastra, you are known as pandita. But here pandita means a special meaning. Acharya says, panda jnanam asya asti iti panditaha. Te panditaha. Panda means jnanam. In North India, the priests are known as panda. And the meaning edukka koodadhu. Inga gurukkal nu solluva namma, they call them as panda. So that panda is not this panda. Here panda means a jnani, atma jnani in artham. Atma jnani, panda asya asti, panditaha, means many jnanis, any jnani. Those jnanis, panditaha, samadarishinaha, they always see that Brahman which is samam, samadarishinaha. Here, samadarishinaha means nothing to do with seeing everything equally. Seeing everything equally is not the meaning here. That is not the point here. Immediately, this is a very, very misleading verse. Very much misleading verse. People misinterpret this samadarshinaha. Samadarshinaha means looking at all people equally. This is the word translation. Correct? Samadarshinaha. Immediately, primary meaning, mukhya artha, what comes to your mind? He looks at everyone equally. That is not the meaning at all here. That is nice to listen. He is taking care of everyone equally. He looks at everyone equally. So he is a great person. Generally we say that. That only comes in our mind. But here, Sama means Brahman. Atma. Why Atma is known as Samam? Because Atma is always the same. It doesn't change at any time. Nishkriyaha, avikriyaha. So that Atma never undergo any modification, always the same in everyone at all times. That is called Samam. And this Jnani looks at that Atma which is Samam in everyone at all times, Darshinaha. He always see that only in everyone. Even though he is seeing the body mind outwards, but he gives importance more, that is more, that alone he sees. Sarvatra samadarshinaha, atmadarshanam. In what and what? He gives some examples. What are they? Samadarshinaha have the same vision of the Sama, means self or Atma, Brahman. In what? Brahmane, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Brahmane, number one. Gavi in the cow, Hastini, an elephant, Shuni in a dog, Shvapake in a dog eater. So, five places he is showing for just a sample. This Jnani, who is Tannishtha Tatparanaya Tadbuddhaya in the previous visa, that Jnani looks at these five, no? Brahmana, Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmane, and Gavi, Hasti, and Dog, and Dog Eater. In all of them, he looks what? And he sees what? And Atma. What type of Atma? Sama, which is even, same. A dog eater, Atma is with full of papam. In cow, little bit of papam. In Brahmane Gavi, in Brahmane, Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmane, pure Atma, he sees. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna, a Brahmana who is qualified in the Shastrams. Vidya means Bodha, Jnanam. Vinayam comes because of that study. Vidya Vinayam Brahmana. Brahmanas have got a different lifestyle. Those days, Brahmanas, originally, they have lot of Nishtha, Niyama, Achara, and Brahmana duties. They have Panchamaha Yajnas every day, Daiva Yajnam, they have to do Rishi Yajnam, Swadhyayam, every morning, they have to finish all those things, Gayatri, Japa, and all, lot of disciplines they follow, lot of samskaras he is having. All those samskaras, you know, because of that, he is predominantly sattvic. Therefore, his atma is punya atma. We cannot say like that. Atma is same in pure Brahmin also. What about cow? Cow is sattvic, of course, rajasic also. Cow. Brahmana is pure sattvic. Whereas cow is a little bit rajasic also. Sattva rajas is there. So little bit in cow, atma is a little bit impure. No. This jnani sees in the cow also, even though rajasa guna is there, the atma is pure, samam, even, uniform. In Brahmana and in cow also, he sees the same atma, the self. Not only that, Hastini, in an elephant, Hastini, all in Saptami Vibhakti, in that Brahmana, in that cow, in that elephant. Elephant, which is Tamogudam, predominantly Tamasic. That is why it moves slowly. It will never respond fast, immediately. No? Why it is called Hastina? Elephant is that which uses its trunk as a hastam. Elephant ki hands irka? No hands. Only trunk is there. So the trunk itself is used as its own hands. So that's why it is called hastini. Hastana hand. Since the trunk is used as hasta, so elephant is known as hasti. Hastini in an elephant, even though it is tamoguna pradhanam, he sees the same atma. Hastini. Shuni. Shuni means in a dog. Dog is not as sacred as cow and elephant, generally. Isn't it? And dog is a little inferior than cow. Therefore, you can say that a dog atma is more impure. No, this jnani sees only that even same uniform atma, even in dog also. What about dog eater? Dog eater is comes under chandala actually. We call them as chandalaha. That chandalaha, dog eater, the one who kills the dog and eats the dog, he is doing a lot of papa, therefore his atma is full of papa atma. No, but this jnani looks at even the dog eaters, the atma is same as Brahmane, Gavi, Hasti, Shuni. This dog eater's atma also same. That is called Samadarshana. Puriyada? If you don't have Bhashyam, people translate Samadarshinahana. The Brahmana is qualified Chaturvedi. He has studied four Vedas. And this dog eater, you have to see same Samadarshanam. Therefore, you invite both of them onto the same stage and put garland. Samadarshanam, Pandlamona. Pura Pakshi is asking, what do you mean by Samadarshi here? Samasamabhyam Vishamasame Pujataha. In Gautama Smriti, it is said, in Gautama Smriti, one mantra tells like this, Sama Asama Vishama Same Pujataha. Suppose two unequals worshipped in a same way, is it not dosha? According to Gautama Smriti, he will get a pratyavaya papam. Unequals should not be worshipped equally, respected equally. If you respect them, unequals, you know, a person who lives on dog meat, one person who is a Punyavan Samskari, and physically both of them, he is doing lot of Punya Karyams, he is doing lot of Papa Karyams. Atma is same inside, but actions are Punya Papa Karyams, they are at a body level. So, can we see both of them same? No? According to Gautama Smriti, you should not look at them as same. Atma may be same, but you should not worship them equally. That is why we keep people, scavengers, what work they are doing, according to their work we keep them away. Not that we hate them. For hygienic standpoint, this is called achara. When we say that in Hinduism, you people all seeing people unequally, they say. It's not unequally. If you look at the Panchaturvedi and a dog eater equally, treat them equally, you will get Pratyavaya Papa. Not only that, Gautama Smriti says, this person will never get Annam also. If you, who sees Vishama Same Pujataha, they are Vishamam, no? They are not equal. But unequals in equal, if you treat them, this person, the Yajamana, will never get food also in his life. Mahapapamade. That poor Pakshi is asking. An opponent is asking, how can you say Samadarshinaha? You know, many people ask, here Sama means we should not treat them equally, because Brahmana to be worshipped, high pedestal, dog eater need not be worshipped. That is not the meaning here. Samadarshinaha means it is a different context. You have to understand, we are not talking that way. Then what way you are talking? A jnani, from his standpoint, he is seeing the Atma. Atma is akarta, abhokta. So we are not treating equals. Always you have to see as their status only, you have to treat them. A person who gives 1 lakh donation for a program, and one who is not giving at all, single pie, and coming straight away in the front door, can you open for both of them equally? In the hall, a lecture hall, big, in the music academy, in the Kamaraj Memorial Hall and all, first door, second door, third door, all entry circle, first seat, donors, sponsors, and irukum. Donors kuda kadaiyadu, sponsors. Sponsors are all given what? Lakhs and lakhs, they, because of the one day rent they give for hall. 25,000 or 50,000 they give for the hall. Another person not giving even single pai. Avanuki ivanuki ore entrance kuduka koodadu. That is not proper. Then what? He is having a different entrance. Audience, he has to sit, sponsors should sit front. Correct, Dhani? Their vyavahara, that is. Here, జ్ఞాని సీయింగ్ పారమార్థిక ఆత్మ, ఆత్మ ఈజ్ సేమ్ బట్ దేర్ వ్యవహార బాడీ లెవెల్, వ్యవహార లెవెల్ యు హ్యావ్ టు కీప్ డిఫరెన్స్. ద గురు కమ్స్, గురుకు ఫస్ట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు సర్వ్. గెస్ట్ కమ్స్, గెస్ట్కి ఫస్ట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు సర్వ్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ టు ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్, ఇల్లయా? సో ఆఫ్టర్ గివింగ్ టు ఆల్ అవర్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ యు సర్వ్ టు ద గెస్ట్. నో, సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ కాల్డ్ మ్యానర్స్. దేస్ ఏ వీ షుడ్ నో మ్యానర్స్, దిస్ కాల్డ్ ధర్మశాస్త్ర. ఇన్ కఠోపనిషత్ ఆల్సో వీసా, ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ద గెస్ట్ ప్రాపర్లీ, నమ్మ పండిన పుణ్యమెల్లా పోయిడుమా. సో లాట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు నో, హౌ టు హూమ్ టు ట్రీట్, వెన్ హౌ వాట్ వే వీ హ్యావ్ టు ట్రీట్ వీ షుడ్ నో, దెన్ ఓన్లీ యు ఆర్ ఏ మెచ్యూర్ పర్సన్ అని అర్థం. అది వర్లేన్న తెరించుకో అని చూడది శాస్త్రం. సో యు హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు వెల్ లెర్నెడ్ హైలీ క్వాలిఫైడ్ పీపుల్ అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు దేర్ ప్రొఫెషన్ పోర్ట్ఫోలియో యు హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు దెమ్. హియర్ సమదర్శిన మీన్స్ నాట్ అట్ దట్ లెవెల్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్, వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ ఎట్ ఆత్మా లెవెల్ ఓన్లీ హీ సీస్ సమదర్శనం, బట్ హీ నోస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. వెన్ ద రెస్పెక్ట్ టు బి గివెన్ we have to treat them at body level, they are different. Clear? In the shloka, a misleading shloka, people are misled by this shloka, samadarshinahanna, ellarnu sahapankti bhojanam ani cholli. Everyone, intercaste marriages, ella samadarshinaha chunnaru Krishna ani cholli, intercaste marriages, they are encouraging innaru. ఇప్పుడు చిన్నా అరెస్ట్ పండువా నన్ను, ఇంటర్ క్యాస్ట్ మ్యారేజ్ ఎంకరేజ్ పండడమే స్వామిని అన్న, పండకూడదు. ఏంటన్నా, బ్రాహ్మిన్ ఫ్యామిలీ హ్యావ్ గాట్ దేర్ ఓన్ రిచువల్స్, దే హ్యావ్ టు డూ అకార్డింగ్ టు వర్ణ ఆశ్రమ ధర్మ. క్షత్రియ హ్యావ్ దేర్ ఓన్ రిచువల్స్, దే హ్యావ్ టు డూ దట్ పతి పత్ని అలోన్ క్యాన్ డూ. అండ్ సిన్స్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ డూయింగ్ ఎనీ రిచువల్స్, దిస్ marriages along with that varna, same varna, are not relevant today. If you do some rituals at home, shraddha karma a person is doing, he cannot marry a Muslim lady or a Christian lady. How he can marry and do shraddha karma? Every karma rituals the wife has to stand back, she has to stand all the time. He cannot marry an another caste woman or any religion woman. It's very difficult. Once you follow rituals, Vaidika karma, that varna lady only, woman only has to come to that family. Marriages meant for the, with the same caste, meant for what? Only for Vaidika rituals. For the proper conduction, proper performance of the ritual sake only, same sect of marriages. Adi puriyamale ippo ore kolappam. ఇంటర్ క్యాస్ట్ మ్యారేజ్ పడిన అది పెరిగ ఒక నోబెల్ ప్రైజ్ కొడుకురా, నాట్ నోయింగ్ దిస్. ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి టాక్స్ లైక్ అస్, నో, దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఆల్ స్టిల్ ఇన్ స్టోన్ ఏజ్. నాంగల్ స్టోన్ ఏజ్లో ఇక్కడ మాదిరి వాట్ వర్ దే ఆర్ కెప్ట్. చాతుర్వర్ణ్యం మయా సృష్టం గుణ కర్మ విభాగశ అన్నారు. సో ద గుణ బేస్డ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ కెప్ట్ దట్ ఓన్లీ. Therefore, we should not mix up and get confused. That is why lot of disturbance in their food habits, in their way of lifestyle, lot of disturbances comes. Their family cannot be smooth. Very difficult. Later. And children, which dharma they have to follow? Which habits they have to follow? More confusion. That is why nowadays no puja, no festival, nothing. Because all aviyal madri, ellame irukku, all types. Mother or caste, father or caste, and son-in-law or caste, daughter-in-law or caste, all these things inter-confused. Edo chalta hai anna. When Vaidika karma is not there, it is okay. But when you want to follow Vaidika karma, as a 9 yards sari kattrade kashtam. నార్మల్ సేమ్ ఫ్యామిలీ వాళ్ళని వంద 9 యాడ్స్ కట్టడం కష్టం. వాట్ టు టాక్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ అన్న, హౌ డిఫికల్ట్ అన్న. అదర్ హ్యాబిట్స్ ఆల్సో, ఈవెన్ పరిసేచన ఉంది, సర్వింగ్లో ఉంది, ఫుడ్ సర్వింగ్ ఆల్సో, ఈవెన్ ఐటమ్స్, ఫుడ్ ఐటమ్స్ ఆల్సో. லைக் தட் ஸோ மெனி டிஃப்ரென்சஸ் வெல்கம். அப்புறம் இடம் முஞ்சு பெட முஞ்சு நீங்கள் அப்புறம் நான் இப்படி தான் சொல்லி ஒய்ஃப் அண்ட் ஹஸ்பண்ட் தே நெவர் ஜெல் டுகெதர். வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் வென் யூ வாண்ட் டு ஃபாலோ எ வேதிக் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல். தேர்ஃபோர் சமதர்ஷனம் இஸ் நாட் எட் விவகார லெவல், வேதிக் ரிச் லெவல். சமா மீன்ஸ் எட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் லெவல் எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் ஆத்மா ஓன்லி. Everyone is Atma only. That's why you cannot bring your servant and eat in my plate and சொல்ல முடியுமா என்ன? You should not say, you are not supposed to say. See, அறக்குறைய படித்து சாஸ்திரம் and talking and giving lectures publicly and confusing the people. People are talking. And anybody talks according to Shastra, these people are all orthodox, these people never give freedom to others, they are all dominant, and all edho pesra, and they blame others, the who talks about the Shastra according to parampara. Who are the losers? Therefore, don't mislead this, misled by this shloka, understand what is samadarshanam. Okay. Next shloka we will read.
Ihaiva tairjita sargah esham samye sthitam manah nirdosham hi samam brahma தஸ்மாத் ப்ரஹ்மணி தே ஸ்திதாஹ
திஸ் வேர்ஸ் ப்ரூவ்ஸ் த ஜீவன் முக்தி இஸ் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஹூ எவர் ஸ்ட்ரைவ் டு கெட் பிரம்ம ஜானம். கர்ம விஷயே சமத்துவம் ந பவதி. வித் ரிகார்ட் டு கர்ம ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் பர்ஃபார்மென்ஸ் or honor anything, there is no samatvam. Atma vishaye eva samatvam. How he looks at that atma? Atma is akarta abhokta. Who is that jnani? Jnani is one who is free from deha mana abhimana. You are not a jnani to see everyone as atma as seeing. Those people who are all equally, they are seeing all people, they are not jnanis, isn't it? Those who are talking about samatvam in all castes, all people, all are equal, and they are talking, they are having deha abhimana, mana abhimana, kartritva abhimana, bhoktritva abhimana. They have body identification. They have mind abhimana, they have doership, they have enjoyership. All this karyakarana sanghata rupa ajnanam they are having, who are all talking about samatvam. Are they jnanis? Who are all talking? By just quoting that samadarshanam, you should not take this shloka to you, those who are talking. Shastra Krishna talking to this shloka only to a jnani. Jnani is samadarshi. Ajnani can never be a samadarshi. Ajnani, atma ajnani can never be a samadarshi. How can he is samadarshanam? Ellarku ulla irukra atmane therinjak mudiyiradha ivanukku ajnani ki avan atmave anukku puriyala ellarku ulla irukra atma enna puriyum. Without having self-knowledge, how can you see all people samamana? That is why all ajnanis who are talking, all are equal. Another, it is not true. Only verbally they talk. They give lectures publicly on the platforms. You go and see in their house. They give food to their servant on the same table at the same time. Go and see in their house, who are all giving public lectures. All are equal. Everyone is equal. They give lectures, hours together. You go and see in their house, how they treat their drivers, how they treat their servants. When they are at home, they are looking at all of them, keeping away. Why you are talking publicly? It's not so easy to say all are equal. Unless you are a jnani, you see the Atma in everyone same, you have no right to say that anything. Even jnani after samadarshanam also, how he looks at na, because he is free from deha abhimana, mana abhimana, he transcended body mind complex. I am akarta abhokta. Look into the shloka. Yesham samye sthitam manaha. Yesham, for whom samye sthitam manaha, whose mind is yesham manaha. Sthitam samye means whose mind is established in Brahmani. Equality means here samyam, samam. Not equality here. Equality means Brahmani. Whose mind is established in Brahman. Therefore, akartum, akartum, anyathava kartum. What to do, what not to do, or to do in other way. All these you require, you have to be backed by Shastra. Tasma Shastram Pramanante Karya Akarya Vyavasthitau. Shastra says, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, some other place, Karyam Akaryam, to be done, not to be done. Akaryam, not to be done. Karyam, to be done. With regard to be done, not to be done, what is Pramanam? Shastram Pramanam. Hey Arjuna, Shastram Pramanam. People are not studying Shastra, therefore all sorts of problems in the society is because they are not focused to Shastra. None of them are living according to Shastra. Dharma Shastra is there given to us. When we do not know about Shastra, we are confused and we confuse the society. Why we have to come to Bhagavad Gita? We studied and learned Dharma Shastra, we learned Brahma Shastra also. We are not studying only for moksha. How to conduct ourselves in society? How to maintain our relations with whom? What? Up to what? Relations to be maintained. What is to be done with regard to this person? What is not to be done with regard to this person? What is to be done with regard to this situation? What is not to be done with regard to this situation? You are guided by Shastra when you study Shastra. Otherwise, your life, whole life is like a question mark. Appappa sandeham varum. Who will give answer suddenly? Even they give answer also, you cannot be satisfied. అదే ఒళుగా సమత్త ఉంది శాస్త్రం పడికకూడదు సిస్టమేటిక్గా కొంచెం టీనేజ్లందు ఆరు 25s 30s కొంచెం కొంచెం శాస్త్రం పడిచిటే ఇరుందన్న దిస్ ఇది పండను ఇది పండకూడదు ఇది ఇప్పుడు పండను ఇది ఇప్పుడు పండును అన్నది ఇదెల్లా నమకు విలక్కమ తెలియమిలియో అదికదా శాస్త్రం పడికరది పురియరదా నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఈస్ దేర్ బట్ ధర్మశాస్త్ర హైలైటెడ్ That is why Lord Krishna teaching to Arjuna, what is your duty? What is to be done? Arjuna is so confused. In spite of his study in Shastra, Dharma Shastra, he has got doubt. Arjuna ke doubt varambodhu, what to talk of ordinary people who ever never seen the Dharma Shastra. That's why people always have the disturbance, mental disturbance. Shastram, if you are backed by Shastra, support is there. Yes, I am having Shastra support. Shastra dhuk adipadiyalada ennude life point irukkanna nimmadi. Adi oru nimmadi. That's why everyone has to study Bhagavad Gita. Whether you are a mumukshu or not is a different matter. But to lead a normal life society la, you require, you need a Shastric guide through a guru. Therefore, you have to tell the people not for moksha. Unaku moksha venuma? Na enak moksha venda nu solluva. Hey, moksha apram அது வேண்டாம். உபனிஷத்து கிளாஸுக்கு தான் மோட்சம் விஷயம் பேசலாம். பகவத்கீதா டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தர்மசாஸ்திர யோகசாஸ்திரே என்னார். நார்மல் வாழ்க்கைனா லைஃப்பை லீட் பண்ணுறதுக்கே இந்த பகவத்கீதா ஜானம் கம்பல்சரி ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஒன். தேர்ஃபோர் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ், ஹூஸ் மைண்ட் ஈஸ் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்டு இன் பிரம்மன், ஹுச் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் ஆல் பிளேசஸ் ஆல் த டைம், தேஷாம் சாமியே ஸ்திதம் மனஹா, தைஹி சர்கா இஹ ஏவ ஜிதா. தைஹி என்ன? பை தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்டு இன் பிரம்மன் ஆத்மன், பிகாஸ் தன்னிஷ்டா, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தத்பராயணத்வம், பிகாஸ் தர் தத்புத்தயா, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் தைஹி பை தெம் சர்கா மீன்ஸ் ஜென்மா ரீபர்த் இஹ ஏவ இன் திஸ் ஜென்மா இட் செல்ஃப் வைல் லிவிங் இட் செல்ஃப் ஜிதா காங்கர்ட் தே ஹவ் காங்கர்ட் தட் புனர் ஜென்மா இன் திஸ் லைஃப் இட் செல்ஃப் மீன்ஸ் வாட் தே ஹவ் அட்டைன்ட் ஜீவன் முக்தி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் புனர் ஜென்மா இஹ ஏவ வை லிவிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் சாஸ்திர பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைனிங் பிரம்ம ஜானம் தே ஹவ் கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் சர்கா புனர் ஜென்மா தே ஹவ் அட்டைன்ட் ஜீவன் முக்தி. செகண்ட் லைன் தஸ்மாத் நிர்தோஷம் ஹி சமம் பிரம்ம தே பிரம்மணி ஸ்திதாஹ. நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தட் சமவஸ்து, சமவஸ்து இஸ் வாட் பிரம்மன். வாட் இஸ் தட் பிரம்மன்? ஹீ இஸ் கிவிங் த டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். சமம் 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 வென் யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங் நோ, வாட் இஸ் தட் சமம்? தட் சமவஸ்து ஆத்மா இஸ் நிர்தோஷம். சமம் பிரம்ம நிர்தோஷம் ஹி சமம் பிரம்ம. Since that Brahman is nirdosham and free from three doshas, dukkha misritatvam, atruptikaratvam, bandhakatvam, it is free from sorrow, free from bondage, dukkha misritam and mixed with sorrow. This atma, what they have established in which atma is free from dukkham. An iota of sorrow is not there in that atma they have established. They have established ananartham, establishing the house and sitting in the house madrille. They have understood that atma I am, my real nature. For that purpose only human life, understand? Human life is meant for what? Only for that I am that nirdosha atma sama atma asmi. Adi adayaradukkaga da human life. So he is using this human life meaningfully, purposefully, prayojanamana valke. Whoever studies shastra, they are living a purposeful life. Na Swamini, we are all in minority. We are only living purposeful life. What about the majority of people? They are all living meaningless life. Who says? Shastra says. Don't say might is right. Might is right lying. Even it is in minority, even one person or two persons are studying Shastra, they only excels. What about others? Gumpulo Govindana. So, nirdosham samam brahma. Since Brahman is free from sorrow, free from atrupti, dissatisfaction, as long as I take as myself as body, mind, complex, lot of atrupti continues. No full stop, always kama. Kama, I want, kama anna rundu artham. Kama puttar, not ended an artham. Kama, I want, no thrupti. In this atma, there is no atrupti. Anna dosham kadiyadu. Atrupti karatvam is not there. That atma, samam atma. Ever thrupti. Bandhakatvam is third dosha, bondage. Everything in the world binds you. It binds your freedom. It keeps you always a disturbance. If once you recognize your real nature, I am Atma, free from bondage. Nothing can bind me, my freedom. That freedom, that bandhakatvam nasti. I am free. That dosha is also not there. That is called nirdosham. Nirdosham means free from defects. These three defects. That Atma, Samam, Brahma, therefore, they are all Tes Brahmanisthitaha. Since that Brahman is uniform, same, free from defects, that is why they have established in Brahman. In dog eater, dosha is at body level. They don't see that Atma level. Atma is free from dosha in dog eater also. Atma is free from dosha in dog also. In hasti, elephant also, Atma is free from dosha. In cow also, Atma is free from dosha. In Brahmana also, Atma is free from dosha. But at body level, doshas are there. So, karyakarana abhimana, deha abhimana, kartrutva abhimana, bhoktrutva abhimana is there, doshas will be there. Since this person is attaining Atma Swarupam, he is free from abhimana, therefore he is having a right to say that Atma is same in everyone. Paramarthika drishtya, samatva drishti, vyamaharika drishtya, sama vishama drishti avashyam. Priyar, we need not hate them. Here you have to give proper place according to their varna, ashrama, dharma. If you don't study properly Bhagavad Gita, better not to touch the Bhagavad Gita. And people read on their own and interpret on their own and writing books and books and giving upanyasams and misleading the people. Bhagavan Krishna ippada chonnar. Eppadi chonnar? Samadarshinaha chonnar. Engappa samam, avar enna pesirar, nee enna pesindirken. If you say according to your interpretation, whole Dharma Shastra, Gautama Smriti, you have to put in Bay of Bengal. Inna? Vishama Same Puja Ataha, Pratyavaya Papa and Juliter. Appo Ninga Samadarshan, you put it in, and the Gautama Smriti ennaido? Irrelevant ido, redundant ido. Appo a clash will come. Gautama Smriti is not reconciled with Bhagavad Gita according to your interpretation. Therefore, when you are interpreting this Bhagavad Gita, that interpretation should not disturb any Yajnavalkya Smriti, Manusmriti, Parashara Smriti or Gautama Smriti. Any Smriti, any statement should not be contradicted. Appadi nee translation pannaname thavare, unnaku buddhiki nenachina maadhiri nee translation panna, other shastrams will be affected. Puriyudho? It's a very important point. When we interpret Bhagavad Gita, no other shastram will be objected or controversial to us. Therefore, Shankaracharya's interpretation, that interpretation go along with all Dharma Shastrams. You have to respect the entire shastra. Whatever is convenient, you take, and whatever is not convenient, you just throw away. That is called partial vision. Partial vision enna enna artham? Danger. Next shloka. Are you enjoying? 20th shloka.
Na prahrishet priyam prapyam. No dvijet prapya cha priyam. Sthira buddhira sammudha Brahma vid brahmani sthitaha.
This is also a very important shloka. Lord Krishna talking about Jnana Yoga Phalam. Follow Karma Yoga, follow Ashtanga Yoga, and we as a devotee, Bhakti Yoga, then Jnana Yoga, automatically you will come to Jnana Yoga. And where is the class? You search and come and sit and study. Once you study, this is called what? Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yajnam is going on here. We are getting the Dharma Jnanam and Brahma Jnanam. Dharma Brahma Jnanena Kim Phalam Bhavati. Without Dharma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam is not possible. Brahma Jnanam is not possible when Dharma is not there. Brahman cannot be attained. Dharma is incomplete without Brahma Jnanam. Brahma Jnanam is impossible without Dharma Jnanam. So who is important? Dharma, Brahma. That's why Upanishad says, Dharmam chara, Satyam vada. Adikapro, Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat. There it says Brahmanandam. So values, dharmic life, following discipline is very important. Then Jnana Yoga. And the Jnana Yoga Phalam he says here, once the person Brahmanisthitaha, Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman. Brahmavit means knower of Brahman. What he is doing? Brahmanisthitaha, remaining in Brahman. Remaining in Brahman and in Samadhi Lokananda. Even Pashyan Srinvan, Sprishan Jigran, Asnan Gachan, Swapan Shoshan, Napang Irko Shlokam, just a few verses before. That while walking, talking, eating, also he remembers that I am Brahman. I am not body, mind. I am only Brahman. How he got this knowledge? Like within a spark it has come to him, within one night it has come to him? No. He has gone to a teacher and studies for length of time, Shastra, Upanishads, Gita, for a length of time. Then only he got systematically, that too. Systematically after studying he has attained that Jnana. We also study, we also get like that. Systematically if we study as a primary goal. Okay. After getting that, he is remaining, I am Brahman. Establishing in Brahman, I am Brahman. And the identity he is feeling, experiencing all the time. What is his behavior? What is the phalam he is enjoying? Na prahrishyet priyam prapya. When the favorable things he gets, he is not elated. Apriyam prapya na vudvijet. When unfavorable, unpleasant situations, experiences he undergoes, na vudvijet, he never get depression or anxiety, tension, worry. No. No elation, no depression. Na prahrishyet, na vudvijet. Apriyam prapya na vudvijet. Priyam prapya na prahrishyet. Then what? Sthira buddhihi asammoodaha. He is free from delusion. Asammoodaha. Sammoodaha na samyak moodaha anartham. Deluded completely. This jnani is asammoodaha, not having any delusion. No more confusion, no more delusion. No disturbance in his mind, no vacillation, no questions, vagueness, it's not there. Because sthira buddhihi, because his buddhi is sthiram. Where? In Brahman, because of that jnanam. Nimmadi ungal choice. He is happy while eating, while sleeping, while enjoying anything also. He is always remaining in identical with Brahman. Appa eppadi irukum? Oru telivi irukum moonjilo. Puriyadha? Oru telivi. Illana enna agum? Padapadap. A kannu paathale oru maadhiri irukum. Palpitation. Vela pannumbodhe adu therinju poidum. Gada 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 gada. இவனுக்கு என்ன நிம்மதியாக இருப்பான். is not disturbed by this body, mind. No? Whatever it has to take place, let it take place. I am not disturbed. Na prahrishyet, na udvijet. Because samam brahma he has attained, therefore his behavior is also samam. Always he balanced. Here samam and anartham, his behavior is samam because of samabrahma jnanena. While interacting with the people, he balancedly behaves. He is not disturbed, he will not disturb others. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.